好，我们只读以西结书36:25-27的前半就好。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 through the first half of 27.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk.
为什么把这一段先插在这里？先讲。
Why do I want to come and focus on these verses?
我们要看见所有复兴的工作都是神发起的。
We need to come and realize every work of revival starts from God.
人的手没有办法制造复兴的。
The hands of man, we cannot bring about a revival.
所有的复兴从神发起是神的应许。
Every revival comes from the Lord and it is the promise of the Lord.
第二，所有的复兴一定先从生命里面复兴，先从跟神的关系被恢复。
And secondly, every revival will always begin with the restoration of life, this fellowship with God.
所以刚才36:25，他这里我很快的讲过去。他说我要用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
And we read that God says that I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean.
我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
所以悔改不是所有的复兴一定建立在人的悔改归向神。
And again, every revival is always built upon man's repentance, turning back to God.
这里讲到洁净，三件事情要洁净。
And there are three things that need to be cleansed.
清水洒在我们身上，我这个人需要先被洁净。
And this water is sprinkled on the person itself. This person must be cleansed.
我要除掉你一切的污秽，说到我们被沾染了，说到我们的生活需要被洁净。
And it's to cleanse us of all filthiness. It speaks of our lifestyle, the things tangible in our lives. They need to be cleansed.
这个世界用各样的方法来这里玷污我们，对不对
？And the world is using all manners and all means to come and defile us.
网络上、新闻上，所有的东西都在这里要来玷污我们。
Things online, things we watch on TV, everything, all these influences is coming at our way.
所以人要被清水洗净，然后要除掉污秽。
And again, man needs to be sprinkled with water and cleansed from their filthiness.
第三个，除掉一切的偶像，说到我们在侍奉上、敬拜上需要被洁净。
And thirdly, all their idols need to be taken away. Speaks of our heart attitude and worship that needs to be cleansed.
我相信我们没有人有雕刻的偶像，有的话，我真的求你赶快把它毁掉。
And I believe that none of us really have an idol sitting in our house. If you do, I would strongly advise you get rid of it.
但是任何东西取代了神在我们生命中该有的地位，这就是偶像。
But anything that takes the place where God is supposed to be in our lives, that has become an idol in us.
它成了我们敬拜的中心了。
It's become the center of our worship.
所以在这里第一件事情讲到洁净。
So foremost, there's a cleansing.
第二件事情讲到替代。
Secondly, there is a replacing.
他要用新心来赐给我们。
A substitution where God will give us a new heart.
用肉心代替我们的石心、
A heart of flesh for the heart of stone.
石头心说到它刚硬，这是我们最容易明白的。
The heart of stone speaks of its hardness. We understand that, right?
我们在这么多的地方，我们不容易向神降服，是硬的。
There's so many ways and so many areas in our life where we will not surrender to God because we're stubborn.
石心的第二个特点，它是冷的，没有感觉的。
The second characteristic of a heart of stone is that it is cold. It cannot feel anything.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道最近我们读经有没有感觉，聚会有没有感觉，来领饼杯有没有感觉，唱诗有没有感觉。
Brother, I don't know. In your Bible reading, in our time of communion, in our time of worship, when you are singing, are you moved?
我们很容易就变成石心了。
So easily, our hearts becomes callous, it becomes a stone.
神要用肉心，用一个新的。
So God wants to give us a brand new heart, a heart of flesh for this heart of stone.
让我们重新柔软，重新有感觉，重新有生命。
That we may have gentleness, that we may be softened, that we may have a newness of life.
他要把心灵赐给我们。
That He'll give us a new spirit.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后就死了，就是他的灵死了。
Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they died because their spirit is dead unto God.
跟神交通的灵变得死沉、变得失去感觉了。
But that spirit that had fellowship with God has now become dead, dull towards the presence of God.
神说我要把心灵给你，这个时候。
And so God said, I will give you a new spirit.
新心代替实心，心灵代替我们死掉的灵。
A new heart for a heart of stone, a new spirit for a spirit that is dead.
第三件更伟大的事情。
And thirdly, something even more magnificent.
他说我要把我的灵放在你的里面。
And the Lord says, I will put my spirit in you.
弟兄姊妹，所以你发现我们要读的以西结书三十七章，它根本就是三十六章这个复兴应许的实现。
And when you read chapter 37, it is the actualization of God's word that we just read here.
因为在37章最后那个戏剧性的转变，就是主说我要把我的灵放在你们里面，你们就活了。
Because at the turning point of chapter 37 is when the Lord says, I will put my spirit in you and you shall be made alive.
所以我们一方面看见复兴的根基是在于我们真正悔改归向神，被洁净了。
And again I say, the foundation of every revival is our repentance, our willingness to allow the Lord to cleanse us.
真正复兴的根基是从生命的改变开始的。
And the true foundation of any revival starts with the changing and transformation of life.
从跟神的关系被恢复了开始的。
It starts from the restoration of our relationship with God.
然后真正的复兴决定靠着圣灵。
And then a true revival must be by the Spirit.
如果你今天告诉我在教会的历史上哪一次的复兴是没有圣灵的话，我怀疑你说的复兴是真的复兴。
And if you come and tell me of any revival that is not of the Holy Spirit, I will doubt that revival is a true and genuine revival.